do over here. All right, Kufiyot Tes. So before we start, number one, Parak Kufiyot Tes is the longest parak in all Tanakh of anything. It's 176 psukim altogether. It is all the letters of the alphabet in sequences of eight. So it's 22 letters times eight. 22 times eight is 176 altogether. There are a lot of allusions as to what this is referring to. Obviously, the longest Mesechta and Shas of Bava Basra, the Kuf Ayin Vav, the longest, what's it called? What was the other thing that it goes to? I forgot what the other one was. It's Kuf Ayin Vav, 176. Oh, Psukim. And Parshas Naso is the longest Parsha in all of the Torah. And 176 Psukim for Tehillim, the longest parak in Tehillim. Why this exactly? Why eight? Some say it's because of the mitzvah of circumcision. Some say it's because of Lamala Min HaTeva. Some say that the number eight is the basis for the number of Psukim in the Torah, 8,888. We don't actually have 8,888. We have 8,588. Regardless, that's that. Some say it refers to the 8 days of Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, the day of rejoicing, and stuff like that. Some say it stresses everything that you wanted to say, to tell you eight different ways of saying something. All of those are references to what it means when we say that there's eight altogether. Regardless, each one over here is a reference to something. Now, I wish I could tell you that I fully understand why every letter has like a theme to it, and that Aleph is one theme, and Beis is a second theme, and Gimel is a third theme. I don't see anything in that. Maybe there is, and I just don't know it, but I'm going to be able to give you certain themes by certain letters, and by others, it's sort of going to be like a, you know, a guesswork when it comes to stuff like this. So let's start over here. Aleph seems to be that it's a reference to the best people out there and what these people are like. Without a question, this entire Tehillim is all about learning Torah. Learning Torah properly, loving to learn Torah, doing mitzvahs properly, etc. This is like David Melech's love affair, so to speak, with Torah learning and everything about it, so to speak, why he thought it was so good. So Ashrei Tmimei Derech, happy are those who are perfect in their ways, Olchem B'Sarat Hashem, who go and do the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they're Yasher, right? They're chosen to be able to go through, and that's the idea. The person who's Yasher is somebody who's not going to cheat others, he's not going to lie, he's not going to be that type of a guy. You know, he's a Yasher guy when it comes to that. So happy is a person that's going to be over here. If you notice over here, most of this is going to be in second person. But as we go on in the Tehillim, it's going to switch over to first person or third person form in that way. So we'll see what ends up happening over here. But it's going to work the other way around. Ashrei Notrei Dosav, happy is the one who keeps all of his laws, B'chol Lev Yedrashuhu, and he searches for it and looks for it with all of his heart. We all know when a person comes to learning, if he doesn't use his entire heart for it, if he doesn't use his entire senses to be able to go and learn, he's not going to get much out of it. You have to put your whole into it. Aflo follow Avla, they do not do anything wrong. Bidrachav Halachu, they walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atat Tzvisa Pikudecha, you have commanded your commands, you have different laws, Lishmar Ma'od, so that we should observe them well. You have commanded your laws in order for us to be able to do them the way we have to do. There are so many mitzvos, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to have Gemara, Rabbeim, different things out there that allow us to do everything correctly in the right proper way. Achalai, I hope, yikonu durachoi, that my ways are directed lishmor chukecha, in order to serve your chukos and to do your laws correctly and not toward any other diversion. Azulei vosh dehabiti al komet zuzecha. That way, I won't be embarrassed when I look at all of your mitzvos and I see that all your commandments, I wasn't able to do anything. No, I was able to do everything I was supposed to do. My hope is that I'll be able to do every mitzvah out there and I'll never be embarrassed. Meaning, if somebody comes up to me today and says, sweetie, why didn't you do the mitzvah of Yibum? I'll be like, thank God. What do you mean? Why would I do the mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza? Like, yeah, I'm pretty good with that. I'm perfectly fine. Somebody comes up to me and says, why didn't you ever do the mitzvah of Tefillin? Well, that would be embarrassing. Right? That's the idea. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're giving me the mitzvahs that I need, that I won't be embarrassed when I look at all the mitzvahs that I was able to do. And there are certain mitzvahs that I just can't do. I'm not embarrassed by that. Ot Chab Yosha Levav, I'm going to thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the straightness of my heart, Belamdi Mishpatei Tzidkacha, when I learn the Mishpatim of your Tzidkus, the different laws of your Tzidkus over here, that I'm mekabel everything that I have, and that I'm willing to fight against my Yitzhar to do it all correctly. It's Chukos Chukecha Eshmor, I will keep all of your laws, Al Tazveni Ad Ma'od. While I do so, do not forsake me. Do not go away from me. Allow me to be in your grasp, that you can help me wherever I go. B'mai Zakenar Zarcho, how can a young man righteify, is that the right word? Probably not. Make good his different ways. Lishmor kidvarecha, to keep everything you say, right, and do that. It's so funny because this is true in almost every aspect over here. That how is anybody supposed to be good? Well, if you go to your boss, what's the way that I could, you know, be the best employee out there? What's the boss going to say? Do what I tell you to do. If you do what I tell you to do, then you'll be the best employee out there. Then there won't be any question. If you do what I'm telling you to do, then you don't have to worry about anything whatsoever. That's what it means. Everything is about the orach, the path. Are you willing to go on a path and get somewhere? Are you willing to have a direction to be able to get somewhere? If you're willing to do that, then good. You'll be great. You don't have to worry whatsoever. That's the concept. It says right here, it's not just being educated about the mitzvahs, but being willing to do the mitzvahs that were put. B'chol libi d'rashicha. I search you out, God, with all of my heart. Al-tashkini mitzvosecha. Do not let me stray away from your mitzvahs. Sometimes, accidentally, things will happen. And in that sense, I might find my way far away from your mitzvahs and not able to do the different things that I want to do. Don't let that happen over here. And that's what it means. I want to know the secrets of the Torah. I want to know all the different things that I could do out there. Don't let me mess up, because then I know I'm not going to be able to do anything. And don't let me err in the performance of the mitzvahs. There are some people out there, listen, you have mishlachim that come to my house all the time, right? Baruch Hashem, we have a lot to go out there. When a mishlach comes to your house, right? You have no idea if you're actually giving tzedakah or not. My kavanah, my intention is to give the tzedakah to the mishlach. Do I actually think that he's deserving of the money? I don't know. I mean, I do feel bad for the guys that are walking in 10-degree weather, right, going around and asking for money. I would give them money just for walking around. But do I feel like, you know, do I know? No, it could be that my tzedakah is being wasted, that the $10, $15 that I'm giving them is being completely wasted. I have no idea. Help me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it goes in the way. Belibi tzafanti imrasecha. We're in Pasuk Yud Aleph Noam. Belibi tzafanti imrasecha. I've stored in my heart all of your words, l'man lo achatalach, so that I would never sin against you over here. And this is an interesting line. As long as Irai Iri was living, David Melech would ask all of his questions to Irai Iri, and anything he needed, he would ask from him. I kept myself. I would not sin as long as I had people that I was able to talk to and stuff like that. Not only that, but tzafanti imrasecha, there are certain things that I kept to myself that I refuse to tell others. Secrets of the Torah, Sodas HaTorah, that I refuse to tell other people about. I asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky once about something. There's a Dvar Torah that I used to say to people. And I asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, how do I understand this? Is this a drush, a medrush that I can whatever? Is this a remez? What can I do? And he wrote me back and he said, Zes Sodas HaTorah. These are secrets of the Torah. So don't talk to them. Don't talk about them anymore. So I don't tell anybody about it anymore. There's certain parts of the Torah that we're just not permitted to talk about. So in that sense, we just don't talk about it, and that's that. I'm sorry? Yeah, you have another 10 minutes. I'm sorry. What? Zohar? Yeah, no. I don't think too many people. Yeah, yes. Zohar doesn't really count. It means like the secrets of the Zohar, not just what the Zohar says. I'm sorry? Yaakov? No, that the people I'm talking to are not on that level. Is that good? Is that good? No, I didn't mean it that way. I don't know. Like, meaning it's just not something that you talk about. That's that. There are certain things that are a little bit too esoteric, we'll call it. Things that are a little bit strange. Those who know me from 15 years ago know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. Those who know me over the last 10 years have no idea what I'm talking about because I haven't talked about it since I got back to America. So that's that. There's certain things out there. There's certain parts of the Torah that are definitely interesting when it comes to that. Another thing is that the Arizal would never speak in shul anything, right? Even Divrei Torah. Why? Because he might get pulled into speaking frivolous talk. This doesn't mean in the base medrash. In a shul, he wouldn't speak that whatsoever. And that's what it means. I would not speak anything at all so that nothing bad would happen over there. It's interesting. It also tells you when to ask and when not to ask. Certain times is a good time to ask your Rebbe a question. Certain times it is a horrible time to ask a question, right? You don't ask a random question when he's thinking and learning and trying to prepare himself for shir. But a good time to ask a question is when he's eating lunch. Something like that. That's the idea behind it. I'm sorry?
Some people might argue.
Yeah, maybe. Baruch atah Hashem, lamdeni chukecha. Blessed are you, Hashem, who teaches me all the laws. Now remember, if you ever say the words Baruch atah Hashem, and then all of a sudden you remember, oh, I don't have to make this bracha for whatever reason, you say these words, lamdeni chukecha. This is an actual bracha. It's a pasuk in the Torah. You're allowed to say that if you mess up. That's the concept. This is also where we learn that you should make a birchas haTorah. You teach me your laws, you have to make a bracha when doing so. Bisvasaisi bartikol mishudei picha. With my lips, I've told over all the mishpatim of your mouth. And not only that, but in the way of your laws, I have been happy. happy? Ka'al kolhon, as if I became wealthy. That's what it's like. Every bit of Dvar Torah that I got, I was like, oh my gosh, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard before in my life. Right? That's the most awesome thing ever. That's how happy I am that I'm able to learn your laws. Now we are up, two more, I'm sorry. Bifigudecha asikha, I will talk about your laws, v'abita or chosecha, and then I will look upon your past. I will see over here, says the Medrash over here, it is possible to learn from the Torah about things you need to know in your daily life. For example, from Noah's Ark, we can infer the balanced dimensions of a ship, the way that a boat should be built properly. So I don't know how that is exactly, but if it was 300 by 150 by 50 amos tall, 300 by 50 by 30 amos, perhaps those dimensions would be the best way to be able to make a ship. Yeah. I'm sorry?
For a wooden boat.
That could be true, but in a wooden boat, 3-to-1, right? 3-to-1 ratio of length-width would be the right way to go, and then 3-to-1-to-10, rather 3-to-6, I'm sorry. What is it? 1-to-6. 1-to-6-to-10 would be the width-length-height ratio, right? That would be the idea behind it. All right, b'chukusecha eshta'asho, and now we'll talk about your laws all the time, lo ashkach tevarecha, and I will never forget it that way. If I keep talking about Torah all the time, there's no way for me to forget it. I figure, listen, I have a bad memory sometimes, so if I keep learning, then I'm not going to forget things. So you just keep doing it, and that way you're good. That takes the base. What's up? What does he say? On the side? An alphabetical arrangement, 8 verses for each letter that describes a ceaseless striving to faithfully live a Torah true life regardless of time, place, circumstance, or social environment. That's cute. I like it. Yeah. Gimel. Gimel al abdecha, right? Give me reward. Give your servant reward, echia, and that way I will live. The ashmad v'recha, and I will be able to keep your word no matter what happens to me whatsoever. Now, the first thing that we have over here is the first obstacle of what happens to a person. Number one, illness. A guy gets sick, he's not going to be able to learn, he's not going to be able to concentrate on his learning. So that's what it means, echya, allow me to live, eshmad rech, that I can keep your word. Next, galenei v'abitim v'vos v'torah secha, open up my eyes and let me see the wonders in your Torah. Sometimes, I'm too dumb to understand what you're trying to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just can't understand what it's like in Torah, right? I just don't get it, right? Today, I wrote something up on the board. Three guys in the shir understood it, but there was one guy, right, who looked up the board, had no idea what I was writing. So I said, come up to the board, do it yourself. I'll tell you what to write. You figure out your way of making a chart. He figured out his own way of making a chart, and he understood it. That's what you have to do. Allow me to do it. I'm sorry?
Is the
same
for learning?
I don't say it. Sfarim say it, maybe? I don't know. But Galenai, this is what you're supposed to do to allow yourself the grasp, to allow yourself to understand a little bit more. And the truth is, we're all considered blind until HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up our eyes. Oh, you know what? That's even the Hiratzon. Yeah, it's at the very end, right? Is that the very end? Hold on, here. No, you're right. It's not there. You're right. There is something about this. I remember. It is somewhere. I don't know where it is. I am a stranger on your land, right? Do not hide from me your mitzvos. Another thing? It's, listen, I'm only a ger here. I'm only here for a short amount of time. Number three, I'm here for a short amount of time. I'm not going to live very long. So allow me to get it while I'm still here. If I lived 1,000 years, maybe I'd be able to get it, but I'm not. I'm only here for a short amount of time. That's the idea behind it. Mushel, okay? This is a good one. There was a certain land that everyone in the town, it was sort of like a socialist regime, everybody got to be king for 1 year. So one guy became king, right? Got up and started building these huge palaces. Massive palaces and made these things and was giving it to the government, right, so that he would be able to live in them. As the year was up, they kicked him out of the palaces and he came out with nothing. The next guy who became king decided, you know what, I'm not going to save my money for the palaces. He got tons of contacts, made tons of business deals. So when he stopped being king the next year, he was immediately able to go into those business deals and made millions and millions of dollars. That's the difference. It's a question of concentrating while you're a ger. I'm only a king for a year in Olam Hazeh. I'm here only for a little bit. But you have to build up your contacts so that in Olam Haba, you'll find yourself in the right position to succeed. That's the concept. Why?
You talk to a real businessman. He's gonna go, well, you can still do the second way, but in a way, do it like the first way still. I mean, like, if you take the Goshman's app, all these business contacts that you do, and you do it in the Goshman's way, then it's just as bad as the first way. You understand what I mean?
Nope.
You go into, like, that, you do deals that are not
actual deals, it's deals with God.
Deals with God?
No. I'm talking about like deals like money under the table, and stuff like that. You do anything that you can do to make money, then it could be the same.
I'm not so sure that's the point here. The point is that a person has, if you know that there's something that's only temporary versus something that's permanent. Deals under the table are not temporary nor permanent. They're just illegal. But we're saying if you have an ability to short-term gain versus long-term gain. Right, that's the idea behind it. But then, my soul is consumed with taiva, right? For the mishpatim that you do it all the time. The fourth obstacle, taiva. That's what stops me from doing so many things because I have a taiva to do bad things. I'm consumed with that type of taiva. I should get over that and then be able to learn a little bit more. Number five, go art to zedim arurim, rebuke the cursed ones who are zedim, who do sins wantonly. Hashogim, who go astray from your mitzvos. This is the idea of the fifth thing that's going to stop me are the nations of the world who are going to talk to me and try to tell me, this is that. Maybe they're even Jews, unfortunately, who try to get me to, they mess up in the mitzvos themselves. Gal me'alai cherpa vavuz, take away from me any shame and embarrassment, degradation, ki erusecha natsartu, because I keep your mitzvos. Keep away the people who abuse me and vilify me. That's number six. Gam yashu sarim binid baru, even when the sarim sit down and speak about me, nonetheless, I, your servant, will sit there and be able to talk only about Torah. I will talk about your laws. I won't think about anything else. I want that to be. Your laws are my delight. The men of my Eitzah, they're the ones that I strive to be able to do. And that's the concept. I'm willing to do anything in Torah, right? Even when the other monarchs are making fun of me, saying, why are you doing such a thing? That's all Gimel. Dalit. Allow my soul to stick to the dirt. Allow me to be humble, right? Let me live only according to your word, and that's that. I don't want to live by anything else. In Chavav, right? I've told over my ways, right? You answered me. Not only have you answered me correctly, you've also taught me all of your laws. And this is interesting because we already said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha. Here, we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I was so humble, and I talked about my ways, and I said what I need to work on, you gave me the ability to understand more. Derech Pikudecha Avineni, you allowed me to understand the ways of your laws. V'asicha Meniflosecha, and therefore I will talk about your wonders. Perhaps this is understanding the laws in a deeper fashion. Not only do I understand it in a simple way, but I get it a little bit more, like how the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam try to explain the Siva behind every mitzvah. Of course we're not going to understand the full Siva. And of course if the Siva goes away, you still have to keep the mitzvah. But nonetheless, it's important to go through and understand it for yourself, what you think these laws are trying to tell you. Dolfa Nafshi Mituga, my soul melts away in sadness. Kaimini Kidvarecha, allow me to exist or subsist, I should say, according to your word and everything you're going to tell me over here. That's the idea. The soul is melting away, so to speak, from the body as if there's calamities wherever it is. Sustain me according to what I need. Derech Sheker Aser Mimeni, take me away from the ways of lies. Bisaros Chachaneni, and grace me according to the Torah itself. Allow me to be in the right place to succeed. Put me in the right place. That way I don't have to worry. But I don't want Sheker. If anything is dealing with Sheker, then I know it's not going to work out well. Because everything has to go through MS. Don't let me be in a house of lies. Derech Amunah Bacharti, I've chosen the way of being trusting in God, have faith in God, Mishpatecha Shivisi, and therefore I've set before me all of your Mishpatim. Some of them will be able to keep, some of them I won't, but at least I put them in front of me, and I'll be truthful about what I can keep and what I can't keep. So listen to this. There's a certain mushel over here that you can say. Three men suffered from the exact same illness. One guy, the doctor told all three of them they got to take a certain medicine. It was the same exact medicine. So one man took it, was immediately healed. The second man said, nah, I know better. He checked it up online, looked up online, saw that this isn't the right medicine, decided to take his own medicine, and he died. The third guy, right, looked at the medicine and said, I trust the doctor, but I'd like to know a little bit behind it. So I'm going to take the medicine no matter what, but I'd like to know the reasons behind what I'm doing over here. So the concept that we're saying over here is how to keep the mitzvos. If you keep the mitzvos just because mommy and daddy told me to do it, so I'm going to do what mommy and daddy told me to do. Good, you'll live, but you're not going to get much more than that. Right? If you say, I'm going to figure it out on my own, I don't trust anything, I'm going to start from level zero and then I'll move myself up from there, you're going to die. But if you say, I'm going to keep the mitzvahs because I trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out for my best interests. However, I'd like to know the reasons behind them and I want to look it up a little bit more. I'll keep them. I just want to know the reason behind it. That is the perfect way to go. To understand the mitzvahs while you are keeping them. That's the best way to go. Have that amunah. And that's the line over here, that you have amunah, derech amunah bachartu mishpatecha shivisi, and that way the laws will be straight toward you. That's an idea of how to be able to investigate and yet still believe. What are you going to say?
Between that thing, you're constantly learning.
Yeah.
You trust, but like, how do you? There are some mitzvahs that you shouldn't do, just stop, right? Or there are certain mitzvahs you shouldn't do.
Well, I mean, chukim are very hard, but there's no question. Even the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch explain the reasons for those mitzvahs that are chukim. So I would say it's the exact same way. If you don't like the Rambam's or the Sefer HaChinuch's reasoning, try to find another one. Go find something yourself. But I would say especially it's important for everybody to learn from the Sefer HaChinuch. Devakti v'ed vosecha, I've stuck to your edus. Hashem al tivisheni, don't allow me to be put to shame. Derech vosecha arutz, I will run after your mitzvahs. Ki sarchiv libi, when you enlarge my heart, when you broaden my understanding of what I need to know. That's the end of Dalet. Now hey, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Oh, don't worry. Only 170, 140 something to go. Horeni Hashem Derech Chukecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teach me the ways of your laws, about Serena Akev, right? And I will observe it step by step. I will allow myself to do it little by little. And that's a very important point. To be able to do it, just, you know, run through it and whatever it is, that's not the way to go. Go through it little by little and try to figure it all out. Havineni Ve'etzra Sorasecha, allow me to have understanding and I will keep your Torah. Veshmena B'cholev, I will keep it with all of my heart. Hadrichene B'nisim Mitzvosecha Kibol Chavatzi, allow me to go in the path of your commandments because that's what I truly desire. All this is showing how much I want to be a good person over here. It's a narrow road and I know that sometimes I'm going to mess up over here, but I want to do everything in the best way possible. Hatli B'olei Devosecha, allow my heart to be turned toward your laws. Ba'al Elbotza, and not to the love of gain, in order to just make a profit and to make a lot of money. I know many people are just out there to be able to make a little bit of money. They don't succeed. Haver einai miros shav, allow my eyes to turn away from seeing futility. Bidrachecha chayeni, instead let me live by your laws. I'm seeing things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I get confused. I see certain things that look really awesome, and I think to myself, oh, that's what I want. That's what I want to do. And that fools me. I got into a big fight with my kids. You know what I got into a fight with my kids over? My kids asked for a PS4. It's a new game system, right? So they were allowed to have one thing, one big thing, from their grandparents and parents, etc., right? They're allowed to have one big thing, and they said they wanted a PS4. So I told them, guys, listen to me. You have a Wii. Okay, you have a Wii. You have 20 games. You have all these controllers and like these wheels and everything. You can play every game on this. What do you need it for? They said, the graphics. I'm like, who cares about graphics? Right? They said, well,
what
can't get any new games on it. Kids that go to YTT, that's the problem. Right? But they said, we can't get any new games on it. The latest we have, we can get Madden 13. But you can't get Madden 16. Can't get Madden 17. On the Wii? No, apparently Wii, what's it called? Yeah, not the Wii second one, whatever it is, right?
These kids don't learn enough Torah.
So now, you know, so they told me that. So I told them, I'm like, you know what? I'm telling you right now, I hear you. It's your call. I'm going to let you do it because I gave them the offer and you could get whatever you wanted. They were allowed to spend up to a certain amount of money. I said, you can do it. I'm just forewarning you, I think this is a big mistake. That was my call to them. So just tonight, they sat down and they were like, oh, Daddy, we don't have enough games. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, really? Yeah, is that the problem? Because every PS4 game costs $60.
True.
And you don't have enough money to be able to pay for the PS4 games. And mommy won't let you play any gun games. And that's the only thing that's on PS4, right? So, really? That was the problem. I'm like, have fun with your Madden 16. All right? Have fun with that. It was a long conversation. What?
They got it.
And they got Madden. And now they're like, but now we have to afford other games. I'm like, so go work. Right? Yeah, I'm like, go work. I'm not getting it. We kept the Wii. We have the Wii there. I told them, if you want to do it, it's up to you. You could return one of the two here. Not giving you both. All right, here we go. Hakim la'avdecha yimarasecha. Fulfill your word to your servant Hashem yimarasecha, because it is he who fears you. I fear you, he said. Haver chapasi asheragorti. Turn away all the insults that I'm afraid of. Kimesh shetecha toivim, because I know that your laws are perfect. And that's what he's saying. I don't want to, it's possible for even great tzaddikim like Yaakov, you know, to be afraid that maybe they don't deserve the good things that they're supposed to have. She said, don't let me think that way, said David HaMelech. My true desire is to do your laws. Allow me to live through your tzidkos. Okay, that's the end of hey. Now, Bob. Vivouni chasadecha. Allow your loving kindness to come to me, Hashem. Shu oscha kimrasecha. And allow your salvation to come like your word. Allow me to be saved. Allow me to get something better. The enachorpi davar. That way I'll go back to those who make fun of me and I'll answer them with a word. Because I've trusted in your word. That's what I'm willing to do. Avram Vinu, when he went down to Mitzrayim, everybody was making fun of him. Oh, where are all the promises that you were promised to Abraham? Where are all these promises? Right? Who says you're going to get it? And when he came back, he went right back to those places and was like, hey, I got rich really quickly. And everyone knows me now. It's been 3 months. How you doing? That's what he said.
Between then, his wife was stolen twice.
I'm sorry?
Between then, his wife was stolen kind of twice. So
what do you mean it was?
Carl Tucker, Tuxaro.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, yeah, but, like, he got rich because his wife was taken from him. So I'm saying, like, I don't know if it's such a big thing to say, like, yeah, I got rich, great. His wife was taken.
I don't know if people knew about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think the people in Mitzrayim knew about it. I don't know if they had that. And even then, I think everybody, if they did find out about that, then they definitely found out about Paro getting nailed with all the makos. But I hear what you're saying. You see, there is an unbelievable Rishon. The Rishonim say there's one of two things. Either Paro gave him money, but it doesn't seem that way. It says, Vayihi lo. Shor v'chamor evan v'tzo v'shivcha. It sounds like not that he was given anything by Paro, but rather he gained money and Paro didn't tax him. That was an important point. But it doesn't say vayitain lo, it says vayihi lo. That's the main point over there. Okay, nu. There's what to talk about with it. In pasuk mem gimel, v'al tasum b'pi dvar emes, do not take the word of truth from my mouth. Ad ma'oid, allow me to be it there for so long, kim l'shvetech l'yicholti, because I truly put hope in all of your judgment. Ashmat tzayi rosko, tami l'olam v'ed, I will keep your Torah forever and ever, constantly, forever and ever. I want it to be fluent. I want it to be all over the place, even before death. I want it to be that I'm keeping your Torah. As halcha barachav of kivudecha d'rashi, I will walk in your ways, in your pathways, because I have kept your Torah. I've gone and really Darashti, I've expounded upon your laws. I spoke about Yedus in front of other kings and I wasn't embarrassed, and we spoke about this a little bit before, but this is really a Gemara in Brachos where the kings would get up and they'd make fun of David HaMelech for what he was talking about, and David HaMelech would say, I don't care. David HaMelech spent his time in the Shvir Vashulya, the way that the Gemara says it, in embryos and sacks and whatever, all the bloody types of things. And when the kings would go up to him and say, what do you do today? He's like, well, I was able to matter up this woman to her husband and was able to find out whether this, and they would be like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? Like, well, why would you do such a thing? To which he said, like, no, this is a pshat. This is what I'm willing to do. And I talked about your mitzvahs, which I loved. I wanted to talk about it at all times, right? Regarding all these different things. I lifted up my hands toward your mitzvahs that I loved, and I talked about your laws. And that's what I was willing to do. Now, if we talk about the eight psukim that deal with the letter hey, and the eight psukim that deal with the letter vav, right, it really is supposed to be one big thing. That if you've committed a lot of averos, then do it, get back at it by doing tons of mitzvos. That if it happens to be that you're in a situation where you can't get yourself out of the throes of sin, then the only way to get yourself better is by only doing mitzvos and nothing else when it comes to stuff like that. What do you say?
That's not really what we believe in. Isn't that concept of tshuva not necessarily doing mitzvahs to compensate for your averos, but to, like...
I hear what you're saying. No, I think what it means is, in order to get yourself out of the schar avera, where, like, one avera leads to the next avera, leads to the next avera, leads to the next avera, the only way out of that, so to speak, is by trying to do mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah. So it doesn't mean that it's the way to get a kapara. We still have to do tshuva. But meaning, it'll just get you out of the throes of sin. You know, the, what do they call it? Lidei avera in Pirkei Avos, right? Shlosha dvarim mevien es adam lidei avera. Like, that's what I think it means. Into stuff like that. Now, Zayin. Skor davar lav dach al shir yichaltani. Remember the word that you gave to your servant by which you've given me hope. Zos nechamasi b'ani, this was my comfort when I was poor. Kim raschachi yasni, that your word has always been able to be. Whenever things were bad and things were out there, I was able to get it. The famous line, Rabbi Yosh, I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was Ramosha Salavage. I remember it somewhat being Rabbi Yosha Ber Salavage and Ramosha Salavage, but I don't know if it's exactly true. Rabbi Yosha Ber Salavage was running away in Europe. This is before the war, I guess. But they were running away from whoever was chasing after them, whoever it was. Ramosha Soloveitchik, his father, they were running together. They were underneath a bush. And then all of a sudden, Ramosha started laughing. Rabbi Yashaber turned to him and said, what happened? And he said, I just got shot in Tosfos. Like, that's abnormal, right? But that's there. They were on a rickety boat from the Mir Yeshiva. You know, the famous Mir going to Kobe, Japan, right? They were going from one way. They got to Kobe, Japan. And they were on a rickety boat going through the South China Sea or something like that. I forgot how they were getting there, whatever it was. But they had no idea where they were going. The boat was an extremely whatever. They all thought they were going to die. They weren't sure if the Germans or the Russians were coming after them, right? They got, and in the middle of there, it was dark as anything. One bacher turned to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and said, where are we? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, Shmaitza Dalad. They were learning Shev Shmaitza at the time. In the midst of Shev Shmaitza Dawid. That's where they were. Yeah, that's right. That's how I feel.
You gotta tell your kids those stories.
And don't be like, what, daddy? What, daddy? Oh my gosh, it was classic. They're like, Daddy, why can't we get a TV just for the PS4? I was like, oh my gosh, you're getting the back of the hand, buddy. The back of the hand is coming soon. What? A computer
slippery
screen.
Slippery slope.
Computer screen, yeah. A computer screen. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have a TV. Yet.
Very slippery slope.
That's what you should have said to them.
Yeah, not happening.
The graphics are only for the TV.
Oh, that, if I would have known, if I knew anything about a PS4. All right, Zaydim Alitsuni Ad Ma'od. The Zaydim, those insolent ones, they have scorned me very much. Mitzorosol and Atzisi, but yet I have not turned from your Torah. I remember your judgments of old, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I was comforted by everything. Mashal, when David HaMelech was fleeing from Avshalom, it's like a monarch who became angry at his son and he sent him away. He sent his tutor after him, who found his son weeping and singing at the same time. He said, if you're weeping, why are you singing? He said to the kid. The kid answered, I weep for having upset my father, but I sing that he didn't condemn me for death. That's what he said. I didn't end up having to die. He didn't kill me, but he allowed me to go away to be able to work on myself and bring myself back. And that's what David HaMelech was thinking as well. Baruch Hashem, I'm able to get away and do tshuva and bring myself back. Zalafa achazosni. Indignation, dread has surrounded me and grabbed me. Mirashayim ozvei torasecha, because of the wicked ones who have forsaken your Torah. I'm worried about those guys like Doeg and Achitofel, who David HaMelech obviously had to worry about. Zmiros ayilichu kecha. Yet songs were your laws from a base of Megurai wherever I was living. Now, that's a good thing and a bad thing. What does it mean it was a good thing? Well, it's good to say that it was. You were so happy with the Torah, you considered it like a song that you were always involved with. That's a really, really good thing. But on the other hand, they're mere songs. They're nothing more than that. Well, that's not good enough. You don't want it to be a song. You want it to be for real. You want it to be something solid, something that you can go with. That's just not enough. In fact, Chazal say that David HaMelech was punished for calling them Zmiros. You're calling my Torah Zmiros? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll show you what Zmiros are. And he made David HaMelech forget certain halachos, like how to bring the Aron Kodesh from the house of Obed Edom, right, and to bring it into Yerushalayim. He forgot how to bring it in, and he brought it on a wagon instead of on the shoulders of the Kohanim. Right, even those, you call it a Zemer, right? Zemers are not Kedai. Zechatu Elayla Shim Kol Hashem. I remember at night your name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vashma Torah Secha, and I will observe, I will keep your Torah. Perhaps it's referring to the Gullus instead of a simple night. Zosai Zuliki Vudech Natarti. And I got all this because I kept your laws. That's the idea. Doi gadomi, forgot everything. But I got all this because I kept your laws. Ches, chalki Hashem amarti lishmor devarecha. My portion is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I said that I'm going to keep your words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chilisi panecha b'cholev, I davened with all my heart. Chanini kim resecha. Allow me to have grace according to your word. I thought about all the things I've done. And I brought my feet closer to your Torah. Listen, I know I made a cheshbon nefesh, and I realize I've done a lot of things that are somewhat wrong in this. I didn't make any sudden decisions here. I made these decisions just sitting there and wondering, what was I supposed to do? Was this the right thing to do? Is it not the right thing to do? I calculated all the tzedakah that I've given, all the mitzvahs that I've done, and I realized, listen, I haven't done enough. And I realized that. That's what he means by cheshboni. I want to go back no matter what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though right now I might not be in the place where I should be, I'm not in the base medrash where I should be, I'm going back. I want to be back there at some point. I was quick. I did not delay in order to keep your mitzvahs. It's one thing to be able to say to yourself, you know what? Fine. I'm going to do it. There's another thing to go ahead and do it. You can wake up every morning, right, at 6 o'clock in the morning and say, yeah, I should go to Shacharis this morning, and then turn over and go right back to sleep. But no, if you get up out of bed, then you're not going to find yourself back asleep. That's the idea behind it.
It's the thought that counts.
Never. Okay, sometimes, but never. Right? In other words, if you have snooze on your alarm clock, go get another alarm clock. And if you have a problem waking up with your alarm clock, get a second alarm clock. You what? You broke your snooze? It's about time. Right? So eventually, you'll get up for chakras. It'll happen. That's the idea behind it. But that's the concept, doing it as quickly as possible as you possibly could over here. One should never say, I have to buy a talus, so I'll wait until a really nice talus comes my way. No. Go and buy something, and if you find something better, then go buy a second one. That's what you should do. Get it as soon as you can. Samach Aleph, Chavli Rishayim Yivduni, bands of the wicked have surrounded or plundered me, Torah Salah Shachachti, and nonetheless, I refuse to forget your Torah. I won't get involved in your Torah itself. One time, Rav Yochanan lost his wallet, and at that moment, a Talmud came up to him and asked him a question on Halacha. Rav Yochanan couldn't answer it. And he said, the reason why is because my mind isn't settled. I lost my wallet and I can't think of anything when I don't have my money on me. That's the reason why. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow me to be so harving in Torah that every time somebody says something to me, I can't think of anything else but the Torah that I'm thinking about. No tzaros will be able to bother me. In the middle of the night, I will get up and I will thank you and all the mishpatim of your tzidkus. I will get up and I'll do everything. Now, we all know this. David Melech was up in the middle of the night. Look, you got a little picture over here. See, in the middle of the night, harp, right? He would stay up all night long learning. And he, if anything, even if he wouldn't stay up all night, he would for sure get up at Chatzos. Why at Chatzos? Well, at Chatzos, your mind is focused. You were able to sleep a little bit in the beginning of the night. I know, nowadays it doesn't count. But you were able to sleep throughout the night. So you got like 5-6 hours of sleep. What else do you need? You need more than that? What are you, in yeshiva? You don't need more than 5-6 hours of sleep. Right? If you're in yeshiva, you need more than 5-6 hours of sleep. I'm sorry? They went to sleep right after nightfall. So you say, like, well, today it would have been around 6 o'clock. Right? You wake up at 12. You had 6 hours of sleep. And then you got to spend the next 6 hours up learning. And then you go to work at 6 a.m. Right? That would be the basic idea of what you would do every single day. Right? You get 6 hours of sleep. So unless you're in yeshiva, you don't need more than six. There's no need for that whatsoever. But it's also a time for seclusion. You can mamish learn, right, without anybody bothering you during that time. In the morning, people bother you. During the day, people bother you. At night, nobody bothers you. I'm a friend of all those who fear you and of those who actually keep your laws. Your chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filled in the land. Your laws, I'm going to want to learn. I want to teach them to other people as well. Test. Tovas Yizim Abduch HaShem Kidvurecha. You did great things with your servant HaKadosh Baruch Hu according to your word. Tuv Tam Badas Lam Deni. You've taught me not only good reasons, but you taught me Das. Kimo Secha Amonti. Because I believed in your mitzvos and I got some good stuff. It's not like a lack of faith. I understood the Seudas HaTorah because I kept doing it over and over and over again until I understood it. And I got secrets. I understood secrets that nobody else understood. That's what I was able to get. Taramana, before I answer, I need shogeg. I made a mistake. Before I was ever able to, before I was afflicted, before I was humiliated, I need shogeg. I erred. But now, I keep your Torah. I do everything that I possibly could do. I made mistakes before, and no longer. That's not happening anymore. I'm not letting that happen. You're good. You do good. Teach me more of your laws. Again, lamdeni chukecha. And Tova Tova Meitiv is that you're willing to give me wealth that I need in order to do more and more good. So, Samach Tes, Toflu Alai Sheker Zedim, Ani B'chol Lev Etzor Pigudecha. People who are Sheker Zedim, they're filled with lies, they're people that are evil people, they have made lies about me. I don't care. I keep all your mitzvos and I do everything. Topash Kachilev Libam, their hearts are filled with fat, as if there's nothing there. I need to also shia shalti. But I talked about your Torah and nothing else. There's no svara by them. I worked hard to be able to make sure that everything was there. This is referring to the arrogant and the ignorant people who think that they have everything, and they think that those who learn Torah are just wasting their time. And they make themselves fat on all the good things in life, saying like, whoa, what's life all about if it's not to live on a golf course? Dude, I hear you. It's nice to live on golf courses and have golf balls hit inside your windows. I definitely get that. But that's not the point of life. And that's the idea of what he's trying to say over here. There was a heretic that once went up to Rabbi Yehuda and said, your face looks like those who lend with interest or raise pigs. Right? In other words, you look good. You look like you're all shiny and happy and whatever. Rabbi Yehuda said, because I learned Torah. That's what I do. There's another Gemara that says he used to check himself in every bathroom. That's another issue. But regardless, that's the idea behind it. That's why I look that way. I don't look plump because I eat too much. I look plump because I love Torah.
When you see,
go to the bathroom constantly? You're wasting your time. Check myself when I'm in the bathroom. Shtickle OCD that he keeps going to the bathroom just in case he has to go. Shtickle OCD. I don't know how to explain it exactly. Either way, regardless, but that's what it is when it comes to stuff like that. I'll tell you, that's the idea. Every time I hear something new, listen, you look at Ruchan Kanievsky, right? He's big. He doesn't eat. How's he that big? Well, because he learns Torah. Period. Yeah. Stipler wasn't that big. I doubt he eats it. I doubt he eats it. He's 90-something years old. There's no way he's eating oily kugel. I'm saying, like, he's not doing that. It's just not happening.
It goes down easier.
And then you look at Ronald Steinman. Ronald Steinman is a rail. Rebel Yashiv, a rail. I mean, they're mamish the tiniest people of all time. I've never seen anyone skinnier than Ronald Steinman. Me in my heyday did not compare to Ronald Steinman, how tiny he is. He's tiny. Tov li kiyunesi. it's good for me that I've been afflicted, because that way I learn more about your mitzvahs. I learn more things. Tovli Torah Spichol Me'al Fezo V'Chesef. And then, Tovli Torah Spichol Me'al Fezo V'Chesef. You know that song. You sing it all day long. Good for me is the Torah of your mouth more than thousands of gold and silver I'd rather have than anything else. I am asking David HaMelech, his food consisted of bread and spinach boiled in water. Asked why he ate that, and that's why he ate that. He said, since I'm trying to learn the secrets of the Torah, if I eat anything else, I won't get it. He was not Popeye. That I can tell you. That's that. Gold and silver, by the way. No matter what, nothing is going to happen. Rabbi Yosef and Kisman, we don't need to know over here. Rav Zalman of Hamburg would customarily walk from his house to the shul, wrapped in his towels and wearing tefillin. Once a man approached to offer to sell him gemstones worth a mighty sum of money, but insisted that Rav Zalman come back with him to his house. Rav Zalman refused to delay going to the shul. In the end, he heard that the man sold his gem to someone else, and the buyer made a vast fortune. Rav Zalman rejoiced greatly. He said, I rejoice that I served my maker with such a great sum. My loss in this world will be reckoned toward my reward in the world to come. That's what he ended up saying over there. Now that's the end of test.
You can only say that if you're on a certain level, though.
Oh, yeah.
What I mean is, like, if someone's like, oh, yeah, I didn't make that deal.
Well, let me ask you. Do you normally get approached by someone to make an unbelievable deal while you're wearing towels and tefillin?
Probably. I normally don't wear my towels.
No. So the answer is no. So when you get that challenge, that's going to be a challenge. Who's on that challenge? Who's walking a show with their towels and tefillin on? You know, like walking around all day, crowned in towels and tefillin, with people coming up to them, like, please buy these gemstones off me. When does that happen? Yodecha Asuni. Yeah. No. He sometimes goes. He didn't make it this morning, but I don't know when. You didn't make it this morning. Oh, you came late. You just didn't make it. Okay, just saying. Oh, I imagine. Oh, yeah, it's for sure before Vasikin. Yeah, 5 in the morning. Yadecha asuni vayachuni nuni. Your hands have made me and fastened me. This is Yud. Havineni ve'alma domitzotecha. Let me understand so that I can learn your commandments more and more and more. We all know your hands have fashioned me in such a way. 248 limbs, 365 sinews, to correspond to the 248 mitzvah say and 365 mitzvah slow say. Amazing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Absolutely amazing. Yireyecha, your uni, those who fear you, will see me. V'yismachol, and then they'll be glad, ki lidvorcha yicholti, because I have hope in your word. That's the concept behind it. A king is usually likened to a head. Sometimes the head is good for the people and he rules everything else. Sometimes it's just gaiva and an ego that's going to be over here. That's the concept over here. David HaMelech would get up at night and devote himself to learning, as we learned before, right? Get up at Chatzos HaLaila. When the people heard his voice, they would say, if that's what David's doing, then certainly we should do it as well. And that's what he said. I'm going to start it, and then they're going to see me, and they're going to do it as well. That's what he said over here. Yadati Hashem ki tzedek mishpatecha ve'amunah inisani. I know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all of your judgments are righteous, and ve'amunah inisani, that in faithfulness you have given me any yisurin that I would have gotten. And I know that I deserved it or I needed it in order to become better. Yino chasel lachameni, may your chesed be there in order to come for me. Kim rotzko la'avdecha, like your word to your servant. That's what I should be able to get over here. That's the amount that I should be able to have. And Ayin Zayin, yeah.
Is he saying Yadati Hashem ki tzedek mishpatecha in hindsight?
I think so. No, it depends when he wrote this.
It's easy to say that.
Yeah. It is awesome when you say it in hindsight. Because once you look at it, you're sitting there and you're like, but just wait until it's over. I know right now you can't believe and you can't trust and whatever it is. Wait until it's over, you won't think this way anymore. I think that's what he's trying to say to the people that are in pain. While you're in pain, it's horrible. And there's nothing you can think about. You can't think straight. So if a guy comes up to you and says, it's because you sinned. First thing you want to do is you want to punch that guy in the face. Then you want to literally tear his skin off. But that's not what's happening. You're talking about afterwards. Said David HaMelech, now that it happened, I look at myself and I say, you know what? I needed that. I'm better because of it. And that's what the way that you have to talk to somebody. Just wait. It'll be over. Soon it'll be over. Yivuni rachamecha v'achye. May your mercy come upon me so that I can live. Kisaros l'shashuoy. Because your Torah is my delight, my abilities. And that's what it means. Chazal tell us that learning Torah depletes your strength, right? And it's only good for somebody who sacrifices themselves for it. That's the idea behind it. Okay. Yevoshu Zaydim, allow those evil people to be embarrassed, Kishakri Vasuni, because they have said lies about me. While I continue to talk about your Torah, Yeshuvali Reacha, may those who fear you return to me. Vyedu, what's that word over there? the Odei Eid Osecha, and those who know your laws as well, those who are willing to do it. Yili Bisam Bechukecha, may my heart be continuously perfect in your ways, Waman Lo Evosh, and that way I will never be embarrassed ever again. I'm never going to have to worry about that whatsoever, right? I should not have to worry about any Yitzhar Hara or anything that's like that. All right, there's an interesting thing over here, that if you conduct yourself well when you're younger, then you have nothing to worry about in your old age. If you did silly things when you were younger, you're going to ruin yourself when you get older. Culturally, it's one of my greatest lines to the high schoolers here. Just like, when you become the Mashgiach of Skokie Yeshiva, you don't want those rumors about you. That's just the last thing that you want. What can you do? Kosel Yishuascha Nafshi Lidvorcha Yicholti. My soul pines for your salvation. Lidvorcha Yicholti. I hope for your word. That's what I want. I so badly want to get out of Gullus. Allow me to get out of Gullus. Kolwein and Limrasecha. My eyes are pining for every word that you say, Lemor Masai Tanachamani, and it's saying, when will you be able to come for me? I want the end of Gullus to happen. Kiyazi Kenod Bikitor. I'm like a wineskin dried in smoke. Chukechalo Shachalti. I will not forget your statutes. In other words, what that is, what is a wine flask? Smoked, you know, completely. It means I'm going to absorb every little bit of wine that you put in me. I'm going to take in every single thing. I'm going to give my own smell back to it. I'm going to make it like that. How many days am I going to live? When will you go against those who chase after me and give them mishpat? My enemies have dug for me pits, not according to your Torah, not the way that it should be done. If I did something wrong and they're punishing me, that's one thing, but they're not doing it in that way. It's a bad thing. They dug their pits and they allowed themselves to be drowned in it. All of your mitzvahs are amuna. They are faithful. Those lies persecute me. They chase after me. And you have the ability to help me. That's the kapshad. Is a line like Habakkuk said. Habakkuk said that all mitzvahs can be whittled down into one mitzvah. Tzadik b'amunaso yichya. A tzadik will live if he just has belief and faith in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, that's the tenet of Christianity. Okay, so that's why you have to be very careful with this. Second of all, the Rashi Tevis of those words, those three words, is Tzvi, which is why my name is so special, right? But either way, regardless, Kovetzach Amuna is also a reference to that. All of your mitzvahs can be whittled down into Amuna. That's what you could say over here. Kimat kiluni ba'aretz. They have almost consumed me and destroyed me on earth. But nonetheless, I have never forsaken your commands. Even though they wanted to murder me, I will not murder them because the Torah says that I cannot murder. That's what it's over here. Kechasel chayeni. According to your chesed, you have allowed me to live. Ashmar edus picha. And I've been able to keep the edus of your mouth. Right? And that's the end of Chaf Oriyar. I've been able to do everything you have. La'olam Hashem nevor chanitza b'shamayim. Forever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your words stand firm in the heaven. That's what's happening over here. That forever, your words of the Ten Commandments, the Seres HaDibros, go on and on and on throughout the world so that I can hear it and it's continuously heard. If you listen closely, you can still hear the shofar going off. I don't know what that means exactly because I'm not listening close enough. But if you listen, you're supposed to be able to hear that. And that's what it means. Forever, it's going to be over there. L'dor v'dor m'nasecha, your emunah is for generation after generation. Konanta eretz v'tamod, you have established the land and you allow it to stand completely. You allow the world to live in the skus of the great tzaddikim that live in the world. As long as the tzaddikim are here, you're allowing the world to subsist. Even if there are many, many bad things that should happen and the world should destroy itself, nonetheless, you let them live. L'mishvetecha amdu ayom. They stand this day according to your mishpatim, ki akol avedecha, because everything is according to your servants. Everything is going to happen over here. So in other words, everything, even though obviously we have to be judged on Rosh Hashanah and people do bad things, etc., HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us and make sure that everything will happen in the right way. If not for the Torah being my playful thing, my delight, then I would be lost in my afflictions and all the bad things that happen to me. Now, come on, tell me you heard this song. No?
What songs do you listen to?
Okay, you can do the other Lule. I'm okay with that. What kind of songs? I'm sorry, I don't have FM in my car. There's nothing I can do. Right, I only have AM or CDs, so it's one of the two. And for some reason,
they're not playing that song. AM.
I tried getting Adele's new song, and I couldn't get it. There's nothing I could do, so I decided, I'll go for Sweaky because I can't get Adele. Right, that's what I went for. So I'm sorry, it's my bad. I'm sorry. Lakewood, my car. What do you mean?
You take a golf cup and you dig it a bunch.
And what?
Do
they really?
It's hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome. Maybe
they
I should.
Everything covered.
I don't need that. I just don't turn on the FM radio. What do I need that for? I don't listen to it. Oh, it's all right. Anyway, that's that.
You bring it. They just put a piece of tape.
It's 101.9 still okay?
The FM button.
That's not bad. That's pretty good, actually. I wonder how they did that. That's fine. Anyway, regardless, without your Torah, I would be able to go. Tanya Bilo says, if a man has Torah learning, he's afflicted by suffering, doesn't matter, he'll be okay. But if a man doesn't have Torah learning and suffering goes on to him, he's embittered. So what's he got to do? He's got to go ahead and accept the judgment upon him. That's what he's got to do. I will never forget your judgments, because that's my lifeblood. If you consider this your life, then just like you can't live without breathing, right? You're not going to be able to live without learning, right? I once heard a comedian years ago that said, like, you know what I never understood? When you're in the middle of exercising, and they're like, okay, now breathe. Like, that you have to remind somebody of? That you have to do? You don't have to remind somebody to breathe. You don't have to remind somebody to be able to learn Torah. Torah should be something that's automatic altogether. That's what Rabbi Akiva to Papas Ben Yehuda, right? It's like a fish. The fox says to the fish, come with me and we'll live on the land. And the fish said, you idiot. If we leave out of the water, we'll for sure be dead. This concept, Bnei Yisrael cannot live without Torah, which is water. Lechon Yoshieni, I am yours. Save me, Kibbutz Echad Rasha, because I want your laws. Li Kibbu Rishayim Labdeni, the Rishayim want, they hope to destroy me, Edusechas Bonon. But all I think about is your Torah. I could care less what they think. I could care less what they do. I'm going to do everything you have. Lechol Tichlo Rizi Kates. I've seen an end to every purpose out there. Rechava Mitzchos Lama'oid. Your commandment, your mitzvos are very wide and broad, and they encompass everything. Everything is around your mitzvos, and they have the ability to get everything that's out there. That's the content of what we're saying over here. Rechava mitzvosu ma'od. That's that. Ma hafti seira secha. Finally, we get to this line. Probably the best line in all of Tehillim. Ma hafti seira secha. Is this not? No? No? Ko hayoy mi sichosi. Come on, if you want to do chasidah, thichothi. Come on, you can do that, right? How much do I love your Torah? All day long, it's all that I talk about. I don't want to deal with anything else. That's the concept. When somebody brings up something, halavai, I get there and somebody says something, like, oh, that reminds me of a Gemara in Tainus. That's what you should do, right? Instead of saying, like, oh, that reminds me of a movie that I once saw. No, it's the opposite. That movie reminds me of a Gemara. That I never saw the movie, I read the Gemara. Right? That's what it should be when it comes to that. According to the Zohar, Rabbi Yehuda would start every single shir that he had by saying, Ma hafti seira secha. Right? That's what he would do. That's the concept of what he would get up. He would say, I love Torah. I want to be able to do it more and more and more. Kol ayom yisichosi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, before he went through all the Mishnayos, he went to all the great Torah sages of his generation. Right? He wanted to verify his own knowledge and learn from what they had received from their teachers so that they would be able to do, put everything together and make the Mishnayos. He came to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua to test the extent of his own knowledge and to clarify anything that was doubtful. Some said he wanted to find out in which areas Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua's knowledge was superior to his own and to learn from his wisdom. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was a very, very big tzaddik. There he found Yossi of Babylon sitting before Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, whose beloved disciple he was a great Talmud of his. Yossi happened to be studying the laws of the Korbanos and was reviewing by heart everything he had learned from his teachers. Remember one particular law which he had learned from Yehuda bar Eloi about a certain offering of Yehuda bar Eloi's Rabbi Yehuda from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Remeir, right? About a certain offering that was unfit. Yossi had some questions, however, and approached his teacher for clarification. He said, what's the rule if one has slaughtered an offering and left over its blood for the next day? So he said, it's fit. So Yossi asked him the next day, right? And he said, it's fit. He said, in the afternoon, he said, it's fit. In the evening, he asked. Rabbi Elazar Shmuel asked, he realized that he wouldn't ask the same question over and over and over again. He thought it for a second, and he said, you know what? The offering is fit. But Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanis says that it's not kosher. You can't have such a thing. Yosef's face lit up in joy. So Yosef said, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel, it appears to me that you did not consider seriously what I told you earlier as a halachically acceptable answer. Yosef said, no. You concurred with the halakhic ruling, of course, you paskin halakhically correct that it's fit, right? But I once learned from Rabbi Yehuda that it was unfit. I didn't want to argue with you. I wanted to know if there was anybody who held that way, right? Is there anybody that held that it was unfit? I was looking for somebody else. Now that you say that somebody else said that way, everything was good. And that's a pshat. Rabbi Elazar Shmuel called out loud and said, Ma'a hafti sara secha kol yom yisichasi, right? That you're willing to talk about the Torah and you want to be able to make it work, how much you're able to do such a thing. All right, we'll stop with that. Let's stop with... should we get up to 100? We'll get up to 100. Let's do 99. Okay. Me'oi vai tichak meini mitzasecha. From my enemies, your commandment makes me even wiser. Ki lo olam hili. Because it's there for me forever. No matter what I do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of me and make sure that I have everything that I could possibly have. Mikom lam da'i iskalti. I became wise from all of my teachers, from everyone. Who even? Even, says David HaMelech, from Achitofel. Because all of your laws are things that I would talk about, and I'm willing to be able to learn from every single person. Even one halacha that I learned from somebody, that means he's my Rebbe. That's what I'm willing to accept upon myself and I'm willing to say about myself, because that's what I want to talk about all day long. Ben Zoma says, Ezu Chacham Halomid Mikol Adam. If you're willing to become wise from any other person, and he proves it from this pasuk right over here. We're up to 100, guys. We'll stop with that.